As in past elections, voters will need an ID to cast a ballot in Tuesday's primary and in the November general election. The State Division of Motor Vehicles, the DMV customer service centers, are open for obtaining a state ID if you don't currently hold a valid driver's license. We're checking in on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, looking at the DMV and how services are being handled during the pandemic, specifically getting a voter ID. What do you want to know about voter IDs, driver's license renewals, registrations, title transfers, other DMV services? Ask away, 800-642-1234. Christina Boardman is administrator of the State Division of Motor Vehicles. Christina, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me back.
It's been a few months since we checked in with you. Offices are reopened, I understand. The customer service centers are open. Can you tell us what your capacity is right now?
Yeah, actually, we only closed for one day. So we have been open through all of the pandemic. We have reduced some services. We obviously are reducing our capacity within the offices. But yes, we remain open. The biggest change for people is
I think we're having some trouble with your cell phone. Christina, are you still there?
I'm still there. Can you hear
me? Okay, yes, now we can.
Okay, sorry about that. I was just saying that the biggest change for customers is that we're not doing in-person vehicle-related transactions. And the reason for that is that most of those can be done online, and if they can't be done online, they can be done through the mail. So by taking those customers out of our office, we create a little bit of space. It takes about 50% of the customers out, and we can enforce social distancing guidelines and really focus our service on driver's license and ID card services.
Well, ID card services, explain the process of getting a voter ID.
Sure. First thing people need to know is that there's no such thing as a different voter ID. So if you have a driver's license or an identification card in your wallet, that is good for voting. So you do not need to do anything additional. But if you don't have one of those credentials, then yes, just come into the DMV office. We're there to help. We ask you to bring what identification you do have, whether it's proof of identity, proof of residency. If you have a birth certificate, great. But if you don't, if any of that documentation is unavailable, we have an offline process to help with that as well. So we ask you to fill out a couple forms. We will work with you after the fact to get verification or obtain those other documents. But in the meantime, you will have a receipt that's good for voting. And during this time, right adjacent to the election, we produce that receipt. We don't hand it over the counter. The way the law is written, we need to mail.
Oh, and I'm sorry. We lost you there again. Christina, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. You're back. The way the law is written, that you have to mail it?
We have to mail the receipt if you don't have all of your documentation at the counter. But we produce that the same day, and then we overnight mail it to your home so that you will have it in time to take to the polls to vote.
When would you need to do a petition process if you don't have the correct documents? How does that work?
Typically, for an ID card, you need to have your birth certificate. You need to have proof of identity, which is something with your photo or your signature. Often people have their Social Security card. That works. You also need proof of your Wisconsin residency, whether it's mail from the government or a utility bill, a lease. And we want to make sure that you're a U.S. citizen for voting purposes. If you do not have all those documents, and we understand that it does cost a fee to obtain your birth certificate, we don't want anyone to incur a fee to obtain their ID for voting. So it's open all year long. It's not like just adjacent to the election. And again, it's called the ID petition process. You have a couple forms that we fill out. The main thing is that we can contact vital records with the birth information that you provide, and we can verify that birth record so that no one's obtaining, incurring that fee for a birth certificate.
And you said that there is no cost to getting the ID?
No cost for the ID, no cost for the petition process. It is a free ID for voting, absolutely.
We're talking with Christina Boardman, administrator for the State Division of Motor Vehicles, checking in with her about accessing DMV services amid the pandemic and the voter ID process. Taking your questions pertaining to the DMV at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Dan in Drummond. Hi, Dan.
Yes, the question that I would like to ask is simply this. until I'm able to get to a DMV office, is it possible for me to use my old driver's license, which is expired, as an ID card?
Dan, thanks.
Yeah, great question. This is something that a lot of people don't know. As long as your driver license or ID card has not expired prior to November 6th of 2018, the last fall general election, then it is perfectly good for voting. So if it is expired in 2019 or any time this year, it remains valid for voting. And something other people should know is that we have extended expiration dates on many licenses during this pandemic, because we know many people are uncomfortable coming into our offices. People that are over the age of 60, we have extended their licenses. It's going through the end of November. So we're continuing to update our website, but we don't want anyone feeling the pressure to come into an office if they are at risk or uncomfortable. So we've been working with people on that process as well.
Oh, what have you changed structurally in the customer service centers, these offices? What do they look like now?
It looks a little bit different. We do have plexiglass barriers at all of the counters. All of our staff are wearing masks. We do have the chairs at least 6 feet apart to enforce that social distancing. We are also kind of checking people in at the door, making sure that, number one, they're not doing a vehicle transaction, that we can complete the work that they're there to do. Otherwise, we guide them in another direction. And some people make appointments ahead of time so we can check them in, but we want to make sure that we're not filling the office to, you know, what used to be capacity, and that we're keeping that space in the office. But yeah, it's kind of like going to the grocery store. You'll see that it looks a little bit different. We are still doing road tests. And we are wearing a mask and a shield. We do ask that the person taking the road test also wears a mask. So we have lots of cleaning supplies on hand. We're wiping down services on a regular basis, whether it's our test centers or where we do the vision checks. That's all being wiped down in between every customer. So we're doing our very best to keep a clean environment and making sure that we have adequate flow through the office.
Christina, when you say road test, back in May, the DMV made the decision to do away with the road test for new drivers. Is that still in place? How is it going?
Yeah, we started doing that May 11th. It's a pilot program. So if someone has taken all of their driver's ed, they're behind the wheel, they've driven at least 30 hours with their parent or guardian, and their parent or guardian feels that they are comfortable with them foregoing that driving test and accepting liability, we have done that. So because they're also put onto a graduated driver license program that has additional restrictions. So that is going really well. It's helped with our backlog. We are looking at the numbers. We're not seeing any concerns as of this. I think we've done about 17,000 waivers since it went into effect in May. But we are still doing about 300 road tests statewide a day, whether it's in vehicles or the follow behind for motorcycles. So we're keeping that service available. Anyone that needs an appointment or wants an appointment should be able to book.
Let's bring in another call now. John is with us from Brown Deer. Hi, John.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for accepting my call. I have a question for your guest, and it is, will online services be provided, or are they provided now, to renew a driver's license?
Yes, we have another pilot program for that, actually. If you are over, if you're under the age of, if you're 64 or under, you can renew your driver's license online. That's very similar to what other states are doing. And we understand there is a concern with people over 65 and older, and that's why we've continued to extend their driver licenses to provide some additional time on that. But yes, if you're 64 or under and your license is up for renewal, we absolutely encourage you to do that online. You get to stay 8 years younger on your photo, and it comes in the mail, and you're good for another 8 years.
John, thanks. Let's go to Tanya now in Cedarburg. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have a potential new driver in my household who turned 16 on August 1st. She has had her temporary permit since February 7th. I'm wondering, can I file for the waiver after her 16th birthday, or do I wait for the 7th, or when do I file for the waiver?
She needs to have held her, great question, needs to have held her permit for at least 6 months, be 16 years of age, make sure that she's had the classroom and the behind the wheel. And once you've had your 30 hours with her, you can go online, put your personal identifiers in there and go ahead and waive her. Yes.
Tanya, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Let's go to Katie now in Clinton. Hi, Katie.
Hi. My question is very similar. I have a 16-year-old. She'll be, her 6 months will come up in the middle of September. Is there anything to say, or are you guys going back to an in-person testing, or will the waiver still be good, you know, in the middle of September, or what are we looking at?
Yeah, it should
forward?
Be available. Yeah, it should be available in September. We approach this, we are collecting data, so we don't want to just do it for a few months. It will definitely be going through the calendar year, and it may be going 12 months in duration, so into May of 2021. So, yes, it's a temporary program, but being in September, you should have no concern.
Katie, thank you. So that way you'll have a much better snapshot of how it's working. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. We don't have the authority to do it permanently, but we do want to make sure that we have a great sample of data to show the difference between those that waive and those that don't, safety statistics, and we will be sharing all of that with the legislature should they want to make this a permanent program.
We have DMV Administrator Christina Boardman fielding your questions about services amid the pandemic and how DMV customer service centers are operating. Do you have a teenager who is about to get their instruction permit? Do you wonder how to do that during the pandemic? Are you wondering how title transfer and license renewal works? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with the DMV's Christina Boardman here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're discussing services in the DMV, the Division of Motor Vehicles. We have DMV Administrator Christina Boardman, and Christina stays with us for 10 more minutes. Let's bring in John now, joining us near Milwaukee. Hi, John.
Hello.
Hi, what's your question?
Well, I have a question about, so in Wisconsin, you're not necessarily required to get a new license if you move, unless you're a commercial driver like me. So my address is current because I had to get a new license when we moved on May 20th. But my wife's is not. And I'm just wondering, when we go in to vote, is she going to need to bring additional proof of residency when we register to vote in South Milwaukee?
John, thank you. Yeah, Christina,
yeah,
did you get
John.
That?
Yeah. So you're correct. You don't need to get your new license, get a new license with your updated address. But you are also right that when you go to vote, you're going to need something else with that proof of address on it. So, yeah, she can. And the other thing that we ask is that you go online and make sure that we have your most up-to-date address so she can go to the DMV website and change her residential address on there. Doesn't need to order another product. But, yes, I'm a little out of my realm, so I don't know all the voting rules. But I do know for sure if you're going to be registering at the polls, you're going to need something else with your address on it.
John, thank you. Let's bring in Mark now. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, hey, appreciate you taking my call. Just, an additional question about the renewal of driver's license online. I'm wanting to upgrade my license to the federal ID, the real ID, which I think requires some additional documents than normal. Am I able to do that online?
Unfortunately not. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Just a reminder for people, the Real ID program, they did change the deadline on that. So effective October 1, 2021, if you're going to be flying, airports are going to want something that meets the federal regulations. And so that's a star on your driver's license. And yes, that requires additional documentation. That does require an in-person visit to get enrolled in the Real ID program. But going forward, if we still have that online program, you wouldn't need to do that again.
You said a star. How can you tell if your driver's license is a real ID?
It will say in the upper right-hand corner, It will have either a gold and white star or a black and white star. And so that's a symbol that it is real ID compliant. Otherwise, it might say not for federal purposes. That's a key that it is not a real ID.
Mark, thanks. Let's bring in Mary now in Racine. Hi, Mary.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm wondering, I have a 20-year-old who has not taken behind the wheel. However, it's my understanding she can go ahead and test for temp, but now I'm not sure how it works with the pandemic.
And she's 20, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Christina?
Does she have her permit yet?
No.
Okay, yeah, she just needs to come into the office. She will need to take a knowledge test, and so we have the equipment to do that. She takes her knowledge test. We'll give her an instruction permit. She needs to hold that for at least 7 days, and then she can schedule a road test. So if you're 18 or older, you do not need to take behind the wheel or driver training.
Mary, thank you. Let's bring in DJ now in Nina. Hi, DJ.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm actually a professional driving instructor, and we get, the number one question we get from parents is, how does a new driver applying for the waiver, how does that affect their insurance? Is that something that they have to report? Is that something that the DMV reports that they didn't actually take a behind-the-wheel road test? How does that pan out insurance-wise for new drivers?
Yeah, thank you. We've gotten a couple of those questions as well. I am not an insurance expert, but it is a driver's license like any other. There isn't any coding on it that indicates that they had a waiver. So it's a driver's license with all the same powers, just didn't have the skills test along with that. So as far as I know, there's no requirements to report anything special to your insurance. They're a licensed driver just like they were if they would have taken the skills test.
DJ, thank you. We're talking with Christina Boardman, Administrator for the State Division of Motor Vehicles. We're asking about DMV services and how access to them amid COVID has changed, if at all, with your questions, 800-642-1234. Bill in Viroqua is here. Hi, Bill.
Hi there. This is Bill. I am kind of blind, so I don't drive anymore. But when I signed up to vote by mail, I see that my voter ID has expired in April. And I tried to get in touch with DMV, but they're all messed up. So how do I get a new, because by November, it won't be September anymore. And
sure. Yeah, thank you. So the first thing I did want to mention, if your ID card has expired since November 6, 2018, it remains valid for voting. But I'm sure you want an updated identification card anyway. You can absolutely do that online. It does not require an in-person visit. It's still free for voting purposes. So if you're able to use our website, you can get another 8 years for your identification card without an in-person visit.
Bill, thank you for that question. Let's look at special licensing for truck drivers. Christina, how has the pandemic changed for, you know, people dealing with the DMV for things like commercial driver's licenses?
Yes, great question. We work with the federal government very closely on that because it is the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration that has the rules for the commercial driver's license program. They have been providing some flexibility during this pandemic to extend licenses, extend allowances so people don't need to be turning in their federal medical card because we know many doctor's offices are backed up, or their hazmat endorsement. So we've been following the federal government's lead on that. I believe all commercial driver licenses have been extended through the end of September. And I think some of the hazardous material endorsements, those are going into November or into October as well. So we want to make sure, especially through this pandemic, we're keeping people on the road. We know they're in big demand. And so As soon as we've been given that flexibility to do that, we've been applying that to the vehicle, or to the driver's record.
Have you been dealing with any backlogs at all in this pandemic?
Because we're not doing vehicle transactions in person, we are getting a lot more mail. I do apologize if people have encountered that, and we're getting a lot more phone calls than we used to as well. So we're moving staff around to make sure that we can cover all of that work. But if people are waiting on a title, that has not, our goal is to get that to you in 2 weeks or less. And some of those and special licenses, that has been a little bit more delayed. I do want to point out that we have a new tool online. We call it the Smart MV1. We know that that titling application, it's four pages and like 5-point font, and there's just a lot of information on that. So we've sort of TurboTaxed that form online to help people make their way through that and only make sure they get the fees accurate. And some of those transactions can also be completed online. If you are buying a vehicle privately and it has a Wisconsin title, you can complete that process online. You can print a temporary plate at home, and you should be getting that new title in your name within 3 days or less. So we're making sure that we're keeping those tools online up to date. But yes, I'm sorry to say that I'm sure people have been encountering longer than expected delays on some of the phones or emails, and some of our more complicated vehicle transactions are taking longer than anticipated too.
Oh, well, your call volume was high before the pandemic. I think you had like 1.5 million calls and emails annually, if I read that right.
We are definitely getting more than 5,000 calls a day. And so we are, and, you know, we're moving staff around. We've trained people out in field offices to answer those calls as well. So, but I do want to make the point that we do have a dedicated voter ID hotline. We don't want to make sure anyone that needs an ID for voting, we don't want them caught up in that backlog. So make sure people call 844-588-1069. We have dedicated experts answering that call. So we have a few different lines out there, but I know on some of the general questions and vehicle related, where's my title, we have had longer than ideal wait times.
Christina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Christina Boardman, administrator of the DMV, and this is the Ideas Network.